Mike Malefsky here, and it's my pleasure to welcome Bill Wood. Welcome, Bill.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
He's on the board of directors of Alaskans for Palmer Hay Flats, and as part of our continuing series of interviews with people from organizations listed on Pick, Click, and Give, Bill has agreed to come in, and we're going to share some background about the organization and how he became interested. Alaskans for Palmer Hay Flats has been in existence for a while now, I know. How many years?
Yeah, it has, Mike. Actually, we're getting close to celebrating our 10-year anniversary as a small, nonprofit, grassroots citizens organizations. We have about 60 dues-paying members, and we're thankful, though, to have a really fine list of friends and families, individuals, businesses, organizational partners, and supporters that we continue to work with. It's interesting to note that we've discovered in our association with the folks that we work with that many are the individuals and the groups who recognize and appreciate the landscape and the resources, as well as the human values out there at the Palmer Hay Flats State Game Refuge.
Now, one of the things that I know is that the Palmer Hay Flats is larger than what I'm accustomed to think of as the Palmer Hay Flats. When you drive into Anchorage, you look to the right and you say, well, there are the hay flats. And, of course, there's that exit that allows you to stop at Reflection Lake and have a chance to see that part of it. But just how big are the flats?
You know, it's a wonderful landscape there, as you can imagine. The confluence of both the Matanuska and the Kinnick River drainages, which are draining tens to hundreds of thousands of acres as they travel down the riverways, and the refuge itself is about 45 square miles. It encompasses about 28,000 acres, and if you are familiar with the Cottonwood Creek area in Wasilla, that's pretty close to the western extent of it, and the eastern extent of the refuge extends up into the Butte area.
Oh, that side. Okay. Yeah. And with all of that land area, there are specific, as I understand, access points, and Reflection Lake is one. How many would you say there are in total? How many ways can you enjoy the hay flats without just going, willy-nilly across them?
Right. There are probably a half a dozen legitimate and improved access points, if you will. You know, there are some on the east end of the refuge up by the Butte. Legal access points. There are also incursions into the refuge that are often considered by the refuge as trespass locations, but we have the Reflections Lake access area. That's where you're familiar with, talking about just north of the Kinnick River Bridge.
Okay.
It provides an access point for boats and duck hunters into the river itself, but also the Reflections Lake area exists right there, and of course that's a great access point for families and friends and people who want to have a nice walk around the lake, take a look at what the refuge looks like off to the west. The frontage road along the highway there provides access points to the area known as Rabbit Slough.
Okay.
And Wasilla Creek, where a lot of folks are duck hunting and canoeing. And then that Cottonwood Creek area is that westernmost access point.
So when talking about the Hay Flats and the Friends organization, I know, for example, we've had groups come in that are friends of various libraries, Friends of the Palmer Public Library, et cetera. So what is the Friends' relationship to whoever owns that property? How does that work? Who actually owns the Hay Flats?
Well, the state of Alaska owns the Hay Flats.
Okay.
It is one of 32 jewels, if you will, in Alaska State Critical Habitat Area and State Refuge Plans.
Okay.
So there are 32 of those statewide, and they're owned by the state of Alaska and managed by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm glad that you asked about what is the Friends element of this association. And, you know, typically Friends groups are these grassroots citizens, first line organizations in the community that have membership and people who are interested in using the refuge or the critical habitat area for the uses that it's designated for. And each one has some interestingly special uses there. But Friends Groups acts to work primarily with the Department of Fish and Game and then with liaison with the community to bring ideas about education and enhancement, support, assistance to ADF&G in order to facilitate their mission, their maintenance issues, as well as look out for the interests of the citizens.
Okay, so let's take the example of the Reflection Lake area. I've stopped there a number of times. I've been impressed with not only the natural beauty of the area, but the facility that's there that's non-intrusive, an ability to walk on a trail, some improved areas that make it possible to do this through varying conditions. In many places, in other states or even in Alaska, it might be the state of Alaska that provides that kind of place. But my understanding is really the Friends that have done a lot of the work to develop that. What role would the state of Alaska play in all of that?
Well, that's a great story, Mike, about the development of the Reflections Lake area. I don't know if you're familiar with the site as it was previously known.
Very much so, yes.
Okay, you know, it was often referred to as the Rambo Rest Stop.
Yes.
And unfortunately, you know, it became a place where there was a lot of indiscriminate shooting and dumping and leaving materials, you know, that were unsightly and dangerous. In 2000, APH became incorporated in about 2006, so that's why we're getting close to our 10-year anniversary. But prior to that, the friends who lived along the refuge noticed about all these issues that was going on there, and they started working to try to do cleanup in that area.
Okay.
And through the remediation process, it turns out that there was so much lead content in the soil there that it was excavated. Much of that was excavated during the remediation, and then it was put in big bags and hauled out of Alaska because there was no site for that kind of dumping here.
Okay.
And that began a process where this Friends group started thinking that there was so much to do on the refuge, and working with ADF&G, they put in place a four-phase plan that we're just in the process now of completing our final phase to start doing those improvements there at the lake, including putting that about 1.1-mile trail, walkable trail around there, putting a section of Americans for Disability Act, a section of travel way for people that needed that assistance.
Right.
There are kiosks there and interpretive signage and benches that you can sit down and have a look. Last year, we dedicated the education pavilion that's been used this past summer by teachers and citizens of the area, visitors. It's incredible the visitorship that the Reflections Lake area gets. And then in did those improved bathrooms there.
Okay.
So now our fourth phase is that we're going to install a permanent weathered steel tower in the northwest corner of the trail area there that has a platform about 30 feet tall that people will be able to look out to the west and to the north and to the south of the refuge for great sunsets, and we'll have interpretive signage that talk about the ecology of the refuge, and we're going to dedicate that this spring.
Oh, wonderful. Now, you've been a nonprofit organization, and you have been listed on Pick, Click, and Give, and that is a place where obviously people can make contributions in support of your efforts. I'm also thinking that you have received other grants and monies from a variety of other sources in order to do the work you're doing. Volunteer work is important. goes it, and it needs to be usually buttressed with some monies, one sort or the other. What are your other sources of contributions and monies that have made you able to do your work?
You know, Mike, APH has acquired and facilitated expending about $500,000 in refuge improvements over the last 10 years. And this final phase with the tower is it's $250,000 tower. So we will have added close to $1 million worth of enhancements and improvements there. And you're absolutely right. There's a dedicated group of individuals who come together to work with us. And, you know, I'd like to thank every one of them right now, especially our dues-paying members. We appreciate them so very much. We would simply not have been able to help the refuge, the wildlife, and the user groups and citizens as we have without them. But it's important to know that APH is a small, we're not a wealthy group. We don't have any individual large benefactors. And every year, APH scrambles just to find the financial support to function as our membership and supporters want us to in the role that they are giving us. We think our area and the Palmer Hayflat State Game Refuge are special places with special stories, and they have special treasures. Now, I I brought a long list of supporters, and
sure,
without this sounding like I'm accepting an award at the Academy this year, there are some, there's some really fine folks we work with, not the least of which is ConocoPhillips. Mm-hmm. And, of course, our great partners, Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the Alaska Iron Workers Local, the Rotary District 5010, and four of the local clubs who helped us do the pavilion. We've worked with Lowe's Charitable and Education Trust. A major portion of the funding that has gone into the Reflections Lake Improvement have come through state and federal grants through the Alaska Department of Transportation and DNR through their Recreational Trails Program. They're great people to work with and great partners. Nick Fairview Community Council, garden clubs, we're just United Sportsman's Alliance. I could go on and on and on.
So you've done a lot of outreach and obviously touched a number of people who are willing to step forward and do this. It sounds as if the Hayflats, in addition to being an iconic place along the highway,
yeah,
with considerable history, is evolving into a place that more and more people are able to enjoy without destroying.
Yes. You know, the refuge has challenges in many ways, and some of them are associated with trespass issues, but there are also other challenges, natural challenges to the area that it experiences. We find that the folks that we have worked with, they are often conscious of those challenges and responsibilities, the ones that are required to help keep the refuge healthy and try and provide those benefits that can also be practically useful for the citizens. Those folks come forward to join with us to affect many of the great projects that we've had going on the refuge for years. We find that those are the folks who not only appreciate the landscape, but also the values and the benefits of the refuge.
Okay. Mike Malefsky here with Bill Wood, who's on the board of directors for Alaskans for Palmer Hayflats. Bill, we're coming to the end of our time here. How would you like to sum up or cover something that we haven't talked about?
Well, maybe just a little bit. I could go on and on because we are so pleased to be living in an area with such a what we call the crown jewel that sees so much wildlife travel. It's such an important part of the ecology of our area. But we want to really recognize this opportunity with Pick, Click, Give. And, you know, if people have not filed for their PFD yet, we would love to encourage them. You know, right now, up until March, you can get a chance to double your dividend by filling out your PFD. And it's an interesting exercise. I just did mine day before yesterday morning.
Right.
And I was interested in contributing to the organization, and I found that I was able to do that after I completed my PFD application and then got into the sections where you can find the list of organizations that you'd like to support. And there are sure are a great many of them there. There's a drop-down list box in one of the second pages there that you can either type Alaskans for Palmer Hay Flats in, and it will allow you to select that, or you can pick down from the list there. So it's an excellent opportunity, and we just appreciate any help that folks would like to be able to show to us, be a part of our organization and community. You know, we welcome everyone to give APH a call, talk to us about your interests, talk to us about what is going on in the refuge, what you like and don't like about it. Look for ways to get involved. That's one thing that we would love to encourage people to do in the area.
Okay. Well, thank you again, Bill Wood, Board of Directors, Alaskans for Palmer Hay Flats. Happy to have you come in today.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Have a good day.